Brandy crosses boundaries daily because of her job as a sign language interpreter. When asked what it was like, she said that it was difficult, but also had its rewards.
It's a challenging role because deaf people want us to be on their side. Hearing people want us to be on their side. And right. We're just trying to be neutral. You know?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
When asked why everyone wasn't just on the same side, she answered,
"They have a level of pity that deaf people resent. They don't want to be pitied. They don't see themselves as disabled. They see themselves as a linguistic minority. And so because of that, there's a level of resistance on behalf of deaf people on their part to sometimes meet hearing people halfway. And so there can be this group of deaf people who can be very angry and bitter and not want and just expect that hearing people to do all the work. And that's not going to happen, unfortunately. That's just not going to happen.
However, it is nowhere near being entirely bad. Being able to see what comes from her work allows my mom to continue being excited about it.
But then what's really awesome is when you see these two sides, these two boundaries, come together successfully and gain a new understanding of each other. And those are the moments where I love what I do. And it's really cool. And when you see a deaf person advocate for themselves in a successful way.
She told me about moments when either side of the boundary didn't want her there. She explained that sometimes people didn't see the need for someone to help them.
I was saying how there's been situations where people have resented, like deaf people have resented the hearing interpreter. I had a situation pretty early on when I was interpreting where I had a hearing person really, really resent that I was there. And I went into this doctor's office appointment with this woman who was from another country, a deaf woman from another country, who knew American Sign Language but didn't know English at all, couldn't read or write English. And it was a doctor's appointment for a female problem. And we go back into the room and it's the first time she'd been there, and the doctor's asking her all the standard questions, medical history, that kind of stuff. And then he says to her, "Well, now I have to ask you some very personal questions. Do you want the interpreter to leave?" And I made that face that you just made, like, "What?" So I interpreted that. And the deaf woman made the same face, and she kind of went, "What?" And she said, "No." And the doctor flipped out and started screaming at me. "I don't want you here. You're breaking doctor-patient confidentiality. I don't need you. Do you know how much money I have to pay you? This is ridiculous. It's a horrible expense. I can't afford it." Like, just yelling at me. All these horrible, and I'm just standing there interpreting it. Like, okay, yeah, all right, this is good. Okay, right. And he said something like, "I've had deaf patients before. I can communicate with them using writing. We don't need to do this. You don't need to be here." And she had the courage to speak up and say, "I can't read English because I'm not from this country. I'm from..." And it was Ukraine or someplace. So this writing isn't going to work for me. It's not going to work. I won't understand what you're saying. And he said, "We can do it. You'll be fine. I don't want her here, blah, blah, blah." I then asked permission to step out of my role as the neutral interpreter, which is what you have to do. If I want to do anything that's advocating for either side or myself, I have to ask for permission from the deaf person to do that. Can I step out of my role and explain why I'm here, what my code of ethics are? Sure. So I did that. I said, turn to the doctor. I said, "Doctor, just so you know, I work under, same as you do, I work under a code of professional ethics." And he said, "I don't care about your professional ethics. I don't care." Just continued to scream at me until finally the deaf woman interrupted and said, "The interpreter is not leaving. The interpreter is staying." And I was shaking. I was so agitated and upset, but I had to go ahead and finish that appointment. And that's not the first time I've had stuff like that happen where people just freak out on me.
There was another time when she worked with a deaf person who also had vision loss, and there were very particular things that she needed.
And so I had to sit in a particular distance so she could see me. And she needed to sit in a particular space so that the light of the color of the painting on the wall wasn't bothering her. And the principal wouldn't let it happen. And he started screaming at me. And he was like, "Miss, I need you to move over there. You need to sit over there." And I just looked at him going, "Miss, we're the same age. Don't you miss me. I'm not one of your little elementary students." I couldn't say that to him as badly as I wanted to. I just interpreted him yelling at me to my deaf person.
There are moments where what my mom does is hard and difficult.
So it's very challenging.
But there are also moments where it all comes together and it's worth it.
And the hearing person finally get it. And go, "Oh, yeah, well, of course I can't tell you to close your eyes and then give you instruction." Well, duh, you know, that. And, you know. And then for this, to see the hearing person, like, be creative, you know, and try and come up with a new idea that everyone likes better. Just even telling a professor, "Can you write that information on the board?" You know, instead, it's, you know, if you're giving everybody your email address or your phone number or whatever for them to contact you, can you write that on the board? It's easier for everybody because everybody has different learning styles. And so people who are auditory, people who are visual, and I try to emphasize that with professors too a lot and just say, you know, if you can do it this way, you're probably benefiting not just the deaf student in your classroom, but 50% of the other students in your classroom will also benefit from this. So you're just improving your teaching. So those are the moments. I enjoy those moments. Those moments are fun, and they're cool.
By crossing the boundary of language daily, my mom has an insight into two worlds, one of which is hearing and one of which is deaf. This insight allows her to continue and expand her crossing of the boundary.